Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ellie Rutherford, and you can almost guess what we're going to talk about. Good morning to you, Ellie.
Good morning.
I think anybody in the area who knows anything about Coca-Cola Museum knows that you're really, really involved with this. And of course, a special event coming up this weekend.
Right, Coca-Cola Days.
Yes. And so when we say this weekend, that's Friday and Saturday. There is a meeting for the members of the Iowa Coca-Cola Collectors. Did I get that right, Ellie?
That's right. Yeah,
that's on Sunday. But for most of the activities, we're talking about Friday and Saturday. So, Ellie, let's start with what's happening on Friday.
On Friday, we start with, they call it the tailgate party. And it's down at the chamber office, which is the old railroad station.
Yes.
And the Coke employees do all the serving and preparing the food. And they have brats, burgers, beans, chips. I don't think potato salad. For some reason, I'm not up on that part. And brownies.
But there's, brownies. There,
oh,
you
yes.
Got a lot.
And
there
course,
must be some.
All the Coca-Cola you can drink.
There'd be something amiss if there weren't Coca-Cola
yes.
there.
And the time is from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. And it's $6.50 a person.
Okay. So it starts at 5:30. Come on down, get your meal, visit. And,
yes.
And meet some of the, I'm sure some of the vendors and folks from around the country are there.
Right. And they have tables set up between the old shipping part of the railroad
baggage
station,
mm-hmm.
the baggage area, and the office. And there's picnic tables to sit at. And once in a while, a train sneaks by.
Yeah, and conversation has to stop for just a moment while,
right.
while the train goes by. But that just all kind of adds to the atmosphere. So starting at 5:30 or somewhere in there, you want to come on down to get your evening meal and just have a good time in visiting. I'm thinking that's a great opportunity to just find out who's all coming from all over the country.
It really is. And then after that, you can walk over to the Herring Building, which is on the corner of 2nd and Poplar. And the vendors are almost all of them set up by that time, and they call it a sneak peek. So the public can come in early. That's for people who work on Saturdays or that are going to be out of town on Saturday and want to come and see what there is for sale. And they are welcome to purchase anything they like at the same time. So it's just a little sneak peek of what's going to be there on Saturday.
All right, and if you get a sneak peek, you may want to go back on Saturday because you can't possibly see it all in a few minutes.
No.
It goes on and on in terms of vendors. And I know you have lots of vendors. And again, they're not just from Atlantic. They're not just from Cass County. They come from lots of states.
Yes, they do. One year I ran home and got some sacks for a couple from Arizona that had been to another show somewhere, and they ran out of sacks. And I just happened to have a few empty grocery sacks at home, and I ran home. They were from Arizona, and they were going on to a show in Tennessee.
Okay, those are real Coca-Cola lovers. They kind of patterned their life, I think, after the...
But something I should mention is Atlantic's Coca-Cola Days is now known as the second largest gathering of collectors and vendors in the United States.
Very good.
The largest one is, of course, in Atlanta, Georgia, where the Coca-Cola offices are.
And a very big museum in Atlanta, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But isn't that great that Atlantic has brought all of that together to be second? That's wonderful.
It's taken a lot of work
yes.
and a lot of years.
It has. And talking about a lot of work, we're going to come back and talk about Saturday in a minute, but I want to talk about some of the other things that are happening right now. If you haven't been downtown, haven't been to some of the businesses, not only downtown, but outside of the main street, you probably want to do that because you need to look for some five foot tall bottles?
Right. They're plastic. They are plastic Coca-Cola bottles that the people from the bottling company have donated to the city. Well, I should say to the Coca-Cola committee. Mm-hmm. And several merchants in town. There are six or seven of them out there. I know for sure six. And they have decorated these bottles. And I've seen one that looks like a man mm-hmm. with a bucket for a head.
Take some creativity
so
there.
That's the only one. I've seen the one from the Coca-Cola Museum, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then these will be judged. And people can come into the merchant's store And there are tickets, and you can drop a ticket in the box saying you didn't think that's the best bottle. Or you can wait and come to the Herring Building on Saturday, and they will all be on display down there.
Oh, fun.
And then you can vote for your favorite bottle.
So when you say they'll be judged, it's actually by the public. Public's
yes.
voting for their
yes.
favorite. Okay.
Right.
Sounds like a lot of fun to go and see those and vote for your favorite. And as you say, if you don't get around town, then you need to come to the Herring Building on Saturday. Now, I think we kind of covered.
I might say the reason for the bottle is this year the theme for Coca-Cola Days is bottling happiness. And that was chosen because this is the 100th anniversary of the contour bottle, as they call it, which is also called the hobble skirt bottle. It resembled the women's skirts back in the day that were tight around the knees and flared at the bottom, and the ladies kind of hobbled when they walked. And so when this bottle first came out, it was nicknamed the hobble skirt bottle.
Interesting information, and that's another thing you can learn when you go and visit with the vendors. I guess even if you're not a collector, there's so much history and so many great people to talk to that you might want to stop down to the Herring Building on Saturday, or you may want to go to the tailgate party on Friday down at the depot. So let's talk more about what's happening on Saturday.
Okay, the swap meet will open at 9 o'clock, and the vendors will be there until 2 o'clock. And we have something new this year for the children, and we're going to try it from kindergarten to third grade children this year, and it's called Build-A-Bank. And we have all these plastic Coke bottles, all these things to trim them with, volunteers to help the children. It's free. We have all the supplies, and when they're through, they're going to get a little baggie with some change in it to start their savings with.
Okay, so they're making a bank, but it starts with a Coca-Cola bottle. Talk about creativity. Now, you turn kids loose, kindergarten through third grade, and it will be interesting to see what they come up with to make their bank. And, gosh, what a good way to get kids started saving money.
Right. And to recognize the Coke bottle.
You bet. Okay. So now we've got all the vendors there, 9 to 2. We got this kids' activity, and that's happening from 9 to 2 also.
Yes.
So that's kind of a come and go. You come and decorate,
right.
And then, okay.
While you're looking, you can turn your children over to the gals that are doing the banks.
Great idea. Okay, and then you always have a raffle going on.
Right. This year the Chamber is raffling off a Yeti cooler, and it's full of all kinds of goodies. There's a $25 gift card for gas. There's a night stay at Boulder's Inn. There's a lot of gift cards for eating out, and there's a lot of neat items in there. I know there's a dozen Coca-Cola-shaped sugar cookies in this cooler.
Interesting.
And
the cooler itself, right?
The Yeti cooler.
And, again, some folks may not know that reputation, but it keeps things cold. It keeps ice. I mean, for a long, 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 long time, that's kind of the reputation of the Yeti cooler. So
it's got such a reputation. My sister in Colorado gave me $5. The tickets are $5 for this. Gave me $5. She said, I need to have a ticket for that cooler. And she's in Colorado and has heard of them.
Yeah, they have a great reputation. So you get the cooler and all of the stuff inside.
Right.
And the tickets are $5. And you can get those. Can you get those now at the Chamber?
Yes, you can. And the Chamber is also selling this year's T-shirts. They're red with, of course, the Coke bottle on it saying Bottling Happiness. And they're dated, as usual. And they're $16 this year.
Okay. Now, also, well, if you want to spend some time at the swap meet at the Herring Building, you can get your lunch or a snack.
Right. The girls from the museum, Margaret Slefsky and Charlene Johnson, will be running the lunch stand over there. And the museum is also having two raffles. One for a Coca-Cola quilt, and the other is for a replica of the original blueprint patent for the contour bottle. And this is absolutely beautiful. Margaret Slefsky has donated. There's a brass plaque on it that even tells you. I think the year was 1922 on the plaque, but okay. I should have written that down.
So main things for the public are Friday night, tailgate party starting at 5:30 at the depot, and then Saturday 9 to 2 with all these activities going on. And, of course, then the collectors have a meeting and have some other events going on too. But, again, we want to be sure that the public knows Everybody's welcome. But be sure to look around at all the windows. Lots of windows decorated.
Right, right. The merchants decorate the windows, and some of us gals go out and decorate some, too.
All right. So this Friday, starting about 5:30 or so at the depot, and then 9 to 2 on Saturday with all kinds of events going on. For Coca-Cola Days, the largest celebration, the next to the largest celebration for Coca-Cola in the country. So come on down, get involved. We want to thank you very much, Ellie Rutherford, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on all the exciting stuff that's going on.
Thank you.
Until next time, just remember to enjoy Coca-Cola Days.